At a meeting Tuesday, interim borough manager Aleka Fullerton announced that the state will transfer several parcels of land that it owns within the boundaries of the Haynesborough.
We have received confirmation from the Department of Natural Resources that they have conveyed 2,196 acres to the Haynesborough. And actually that they intend to convey, it will take 31 days in fact to convey it. But that was really good news. We have been waiting since 2010 to get those municipal entitlements conveyed to us.
The 2,000 acres are broken up into five parcels. The largest is a 1,400-acre swath of land west of Lincoln Island in the Lynn Canal. The other parcels are in Excursion Inlet. Municipal entitlement lands are intended to provide newly formed boroughs with land to develop public facilities and use for other purposes such as recreation, private development, and habitat. The Haynesborough is entitled to nearly 6,000 acres of state land, and it hasn't yet reached that quota, even with this latest transfer. Interim Manager Fullerton recommended the Assembly schedule a meeting to discuss future selections.
We have the opportunity to choose more land, and I suggest that we should do so.
The state didn't transfer all the land that was requested by the borough. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources rejected its request for about 300 acres of land in William Henry Bay. Interim Manager Fullerton also said the Department of Natural Resources postponed considering an additional 1,300 acres of land requested by the borough.
It may be that those are ultimately conveyed to the Haynesborough, but it also may be that that is part of what I have reported in the manager's report about the landless communities in Southeast Alaska. We believe that there is some overlap between those two programs.
A coalition of five Native communities in Southeast Alaska that were not included in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act are working to take ownership of lands in the Lynn Canal. Over the years, there have been several attempts to introduce federal legislation to allow that to happen, but no bills have been passed. Some of the land selected for conveyance by Alaska Natives living in Haynes lies near some parcels that the Haynesborough had been pursuing. However, according to Haynesborough Lands Assessor Dean Olson, there does not appear to be any overlap between the land selections. To see maps of the 2,000 acres of state land that will be conveyed to the Haynesborough, visit khns.org. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.